أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is our 18 classes. The 18 classes concerning the book Bulugh al-Maram, the attainment of the objective. And today, which is Tuesday 29th of Safar, for the year 1419, after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the second month with the last night of it, and which is equivalent to the 23rd of June for the year 1998. This is our 18th class in the book of Bulugh al-Maram, which our job here that to make attempt to read the Arabic text as well as to point to authenticity of the ahadith and the degree of it, as well as giving some explanation and definition of some terms. And today, inshallah, in this new chapter or new class, we're dealing with a new subject which is still relating to the conditions of the salah. Last week we spoke about one of the conditions of the salah, and basically we dealt with things which related to the time of the prayer, and also we spoke about other things like the wudu and the covering of the body, and all the things comes as a part of the conditions of the salah. And today we have one of the things that we should be taking in consideration, which is out of the salah. We have to take in consideration when we about to perform the prayer, and this is to pray to a sutra, to the screen. And this chapter in the book of Bulugh al-Maram, the book of the prayer, this is chapter 4, page number 83. Babu Sutrat al-Musalli. Babu Sutrat al-Musalli. This chapter concerning having sutra. And before we get in details, we like to explain the term sutra. The word sutra is an Arabic term which you have to make dhamma over the seen and put sukun over the ta, sutra. And the sutra is a thing which you take it to cover something or to hide something or to protect or to veil. This is a general meaning for the word sutra. So sutra, it can be a screen, it can be a veil, it can be a curtain, it can be something to shelter or to cover. All these things comes under the term sutra. Specifically, we're talking about the sutra for the musalli. And the musalli comes from the word salah, yusalli, salah. So the person who making salah, we call him musalli. So we have salla, which is the verb, or yusalli. And we have the salah, which is the noun, the actual prayer itself. And the person who performs the prayer, we call him musalli or al-musalli. So what we talking about, the necessity of a person who is about to perform a prayer, regardless if this prayer optional or obligatory, that he need to take a screen, he need to take a shelter, he need to have a protection or a veil while he's making salah. And this can be by using object a high with a height, an object with a height, like a stick or a umbrella or anything that you may stick it in the ground or put it in front of you that sits, settle, like a chair as example, or maybe even can be your vehicle, regardless if this vehicle is a camel or a car. So whatever that you put in front of you, or even can be the wall of the masjid itself, or one of the pillars. We have some masjids that you see pillars in the middle of the masjid, so that you go and you stand behind one of these pillars to take it as a shield, as a protection before you perform the prayer. So this is what we're talking about concerning the sutra. This is general meaning concerning the sutra, and also that religious meaning. And this to be indicating, this sutra to indicate the place of your sujood. Okay, so like he's saying to the people, this is my place of prayer and this is where I'm making my sujood. Okay, so this is my secret place. Okay, and he giving indication to the people that not to what you call approach, or maybe not violate, or maybe not I could not find the word not invade your protection or your privacy while you understand you praying, like somebody talking with somebody, and you don't jump, okay, in the middle of the conversation. So now you're showing, indicating to the people by putting this thing in front of you, that this is my limit here where I make my sujood, this is my privacy, so to indicate to them not to what's the word again?
Invade?
Not to invade your privacy. While so that means we understand this sutra is not going to be bought like 2, 3, 5 miles away from you, okay? But basically, like where you making your sujood, okay? Maximum like one foot, okay? 1 foot away from where you prostrate. So you don't to go and put this stick in the ground or this chair, and that your head will be rubbing against the chair, okay? Basically, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to put the sutra, he will leave a space which is almost like sufficient for a goat or a sheep, lamb, to pass in front of him. He doesn't allow the animals to cross in front of him, but basically this is the distance that he used to live between him and his sutra, okay? So basically this is a general definition concerning the sutra, and inshallah we after this small definition we go to the book Bulugh al-Maram, and we look in chapter 4 and the first hadith, which hadith 180, number 180, in page number 83, an Abi Juhaym ibn al-Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, law ya'lamu al-maru بين يدي المصلي ماذا عليه من الإثم لكان أن يقف 40 خيرا له من أن يمر بين يديه. متفق عليه. واللفظ للبخاري ووقع في البزار من وجه آخر 40 خريفا. Again. عن أبي جهيم ابن الحارث رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو يعلم المار بين يدي المصلي يدي المصلي ماذا عليه من الإثم لكان أن يقف 40 خيرا له من أن يمر بين يديه. The hadith as we see it is hadith authentic, muttafaq alayh, which is agreed, that mean in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam law, this is mean if ya'lam, no, okay, al-mar is the person who bass in front, okay, mar, bassing yada in musalli, in front of the salli, yadai, two hands, that mean crossing in front of him. Al-Musalli is the one who performing the prayer. Mada, what, alayhi min al-ithm, how much ithm he's going to gain, lakana ayyakif, that mean he will stop, not cross in front of him, 40 means 40, khayran lah, better for him, min an yamurra bayna yadayh, for him to pass in front of him. This is like word to word almost translation. And we see the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, what the meaning is, if the person who passing in front of another person in prayer knew the magnitude of sin, of his sin, it would have been better for him to wait for 40 than pass in front of him. This is the narration which came in Bukhari and Muslim, while came in Bazaar in another version by say 40 autumn, okay, which is one season of the year, like you have a spring and autumn and winter, which indication for 1 year, okay? That means If the person relies that there is somebody who is making salah and he is already had put sutra in front of him, okay, now you as the second person that you want to cross in front of him or pass in front of him, if you get to realize how serious is that matter, that you would rather to wait 40 better than crossing in front of him. Okay, the other narration which is to explain what is this 40 is talking about. That means to wait for 40 years. So can you imagine somebody, he's about to go to take care of business, alright, and he sees something that he will think twice before proceeding about what he want to go and do, to such a degree that he will rather to wait for 40 years than crossing in front of this person. This shows you the seriousness of crossing in front of a Muslim making salah, regardless this Muslim male or female, okay? And this basically relating to the person that who already had took a sutra in front of him, that he took the proper precaution and the proper manner of preparing for his salah. Now you are not supposed to invade his privacy, even if it takes you to wait for so long, almost 40 years. You would rather to wait 40 years and not to walk in front of this person, he's making salah. Because in actuality, you have to understand what it is. He is in communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in salah. And being in salah, this is something so great and well is so secret and well respected, and for you not to invade this privacy. Abu Nadr, he said, I don't know, okay. Abu Nadr saying, another narrator here is saying, I don't know what he meant by 40, because the version that came in Bukhari and Muslim say 40, but the one came by Al-Bazzar, he say 40 year or 40 autumn. He said, I don't know if he said 40 days or 40 months or 40 years, okay? But basically, regardless if waiting for even 40 hours, not 40 days, it still shows you how serious is the matter of crossing in front of a person who is making salah. And for you to wait or find other means not to disturb his prayer. The second hadith, which in page number 84, hadith 181, وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك عن سترة المصلي فقال مثل مؤخرة الرحل. أخرجه مسلم. Okay. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك عن سترة المصلي فقال مثل مؤخرة الرحل. أخرجه مسلم. Narrator of this hadith, which Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said su'ila, that mean he been questioned. Su'ila means being questioned, from su'al, to ask. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ghazwati tabuk. So the occasion was what? The ghazwa of Tabuk. And this is one of the battles that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had went to it, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had invaded the Roman people during the month of Rajab in the year, the ninth year after migration. And no fighting happened during this battle. And Tabuk is a city which in the northern side of Al-Hijaz, closer to Palestine. So this is the time, the occasion when is this question been addressed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mithl, that means similar. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Muakhirati is the ending of the back part or the last part. Al-Rahl, which is the settled. And this is like a chair, it's not actually a chair, but we can call it a seat, that they put it on the horse or in the camel to be have a better way of riding and not falling from the animal. So you call it a settled, or you call it a seat, is something that they make it so they can be able to sit and ride in a better way on top of these animals. And usually in the end of this seat or seat settled will be like a stick sticking in the back for the person to lean, as example on it, you put your back against it while you're riding. It may be about something like 1 foot or about third of your arm. Is a piece of stick that's sticking outside. So the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you have something like this, this will constitute the sutra, the protection or the screen or whatever that you want to call it. Okay, this hadith is in the collection of Imam Muslim. So the hadith is authentic. And the general meaning here narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked in the expedition of Tabuk about the sutra of a person who is performing or offering the prayer. He said, it is something like the back of the saddle. Reported by Muslim, okay, and I explained to you what it is, the back of the saddle, that is a piece of a stick sticking out for a person to lean on it while mounting over the camel or the horse. The next hadith, which hadith 182, page number 84, وعن Sabra ibn معبد الجهني رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ليستتر أحدكم في الصلاة ولو بسهم ليستتر أحدكم في الصلاة ولو بسهم. This hadith in the collection of الحاكم. And Ibn Abi Shayba, Al-Hakim did not mention anything concerning the hadith, that means the degree of the hadith, as well as Imam Al-Zahabi, Sheikh Al-Albani, Hafizahullah, he noted that this hadith is weak, da'if. Hadith 183, page number 85, وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقطع صلاة المرء المسلم إذا لم يكن بين يديه مثل مؤخرة الرحل المرأة والحمار والكلب الاسود. الحديث: وفيه الكلب الاسود شيطان، اخرجه مسلم. يقطع صلاة المرء المسلم اذا لم يكن بين يديه مثل مؤخرة الرحل، المرأة والحمار والكلب الاسود. الحديث: وفيه الكلب الاسود شيطان، اخرجه مسلم. This hadith which is in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi is also in the collection of Imam al-Tirmizi wa Nisa'i, Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. The hadith is authentic. Yaqta, which means to cut or to break or to spoil. Salah, which is a prayer. Al-Mar, which a human being or a man, Muslim. Idha lam yakun bayna yadayh, if he doesn't have in front of his two hands, myth similar, mu'akhirat al-rahl, the ending of the saddle. Al-Mar'a, which is a woman. Himar, which is a donkey. Al-Kalb al-Aswad, the black dog. Now, the reading of the hadith or the general meaning that Abu Dhar, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in case there is not before him an object like the back of a saddle, a Muslim salah prayer would be cut off by passing off an ass, a woman, and a black dog. And it concludes, a black dog is a devil. Okay. Now here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing us the necessity of having a sutra. And being the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying specifically about these three things, this does not mean this is the only thing that break your salah. But maybe the people, they assume that these things doesn't break the salah. Okay, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing them that these things are included. Or why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking specifically about this? Because we understand that one of the main things that the shaitan do is disturbing your prayer. And the shaitan, he will accompany these three things more than any other things. Okay? As examples, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that when a woman comes, she comes in a form of a shaitan. And when she leaves in a form of a shaitan. That means she is not a shaitan herself, but the shaitan will be company here to be attractive, okay, to the people. So her coming will be like a coming of the shaitan, and her departure. Also, when she leaving, the shaitan will try to make her appealing and distracting to the people, to the men, to take them away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? The same thing also we understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about the donkey, that when you hear إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ نَهِيقَ الْحِمَارِ فَاسْتَعِيذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّمَا رَأَى شَيْطَانًا. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you hear the donkey, the voice of the donkey, seek refuge in Allah from Satan, because donkey did this as a result of seeing a shaitan. Okay? So these three things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning, that because it's easy more to the shaitan to accompany these three things more than anything else. Okay? But in practicality, okay, that there is a sin for anybody to pass in front of you. And it is a sin in you also that you pray without having a sutra. But if this is three things pass in front of you, now will it spoil your salah. Okay? Will spoil your salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that يَقْطَعُ صَلَاةَ الْمَرْءِ الْمُسْلِمِ, that will cut it off, will break it. Okay? Something will connect it and that will cut off. Alaykum as-salam. So this shows the necessity of having a sutra. And if a person having a sutra and one of these three things had passed in front of him, he will have to start his salah all over. He have to. If he have a sutra, what's your question again?
The question is that you said his salah would be cut off.
Yes.
The passing of these three things.
Yes.
With the sutra or without the sutra?
No, without the sutra. If he did not take this, that means if you bought the sutra and this woman, as example, she passed, let's say this stand, the microphone stand in front of me, this is my sutra. Mm-hmm. So now if a woman cross after this sutra, this is not spoiling my prayer. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. As long as I have the sutra. Mm-hmm. Alright? Mm-hmm. But if I don't have the sutra and she passed in front of me, now my salah is spoiled. Okay? So for you to protect your salah, not to be invalid, you need to put a sutra, and whatever goes after the sutra, from the other side of the sutra, is not disturbing your prayer. Is this clear now? Okay. Oh yeah. So this is three things. Al-mar'a, al-himar, and al-kalb al-aswad. The woman and the donkey and the black dog. And in this, we're talking about a woman or a young girl who reaches the age of puberty, okay? When we're talking about al-mar'a or al-ha'id, that a woman, a girl, reaches the age of puberty, okay? The next hadith is 184. Page 85, عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى أحدكم إلى شيء يستره من الناس فأراد أحد أن يجتاز بين يديه فليدفعه فإن أبى فليقاتله فإنما هو شيطان. حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى أحدكم إلى شيء يستره من الناس فأراد أحد أن يجتاز بين يديه فليدفعه فإن أبى فليقاتله فإنما هو شيطان. متفق عليه. The hadith is reported by أبو سعيد الخدري, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, which means said, إذا, if, صلى, which means pray, perform a prayer in the past tense, أحدكم, one of you, إلى, to, شيء, something, يستره, that means protect or screening him, من الناس, from the people. فأراد أحد, that someone wished. أراد mean to wish. أحد, someone, أن يجتاز, to pass, بين يدي, in front of his two hands, فليدفعه, to push him. فإن أبى, if he refuses, the person who want to cross in front of you, Aba means to refuse. This is different from Abi. Okay, Aba. فَلْيُقَاتِلْهُ fights him. فَإِنَّمَا indeed هُوَ he is شَيْطَان a devil. Okay. Hadith 184, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what the meaning is, if one of you prays towards an object, separating him from the people, and someone tries to pass between him and the object, okay, in front of him, let him turn him away. But if he refuses, he should fight him, for he is a devil. Okay. So, alaykum assalam. Again, we see the necessity of having sutra. That this is your right, your privacy, and anybody who come in between you and your sutra, now you have the right to stop him. In case this person that you try to stop him of crossing in front of you refuses, is your right that you push him, that you use more strength, okay, against him. Also, this shows that certain movement in the salah, it doesn't spoil the prayer, because this it may take stretching your arm in front of you, or in the other case it may even require that pushing the person or stopping him by force. But these things is permissible in the salah. It's not only permissible, it is recommended, okay, or been ordered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Being a shaitan does not that the mean the human being turn became a shaitan, but the action that he's doing is a shaitanic action, or that the shaitan is accompanying this person in this moment and he won't step in front of you. And also the hadith shows that if the person won't cross in front of you and your sutra, so this is indicate that a person passing beyond the sutra from the other side, this is okay. Again, I want to emphasize this point. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ شَيْطَان, as it came here, that he refuses to, he should fight him, for he is a devil. Okay, that means that the shaitan is with him. That means he's obeying the shaitan, he's listening to the shaitan by trying to cross in front of you. And if I'm not mistaken, yes, in narration of al-Bukhari came to explain this meaning by saying فَإِنَّ مَعَهُ الْقَرِينَ. فَإِنَّ مَعَهُ الْقَرِينَ, indeed the qareen is with him in this case. That means the shaitan. Qareen, because he always with you wherever you go, eat, sleep, walk, he always from something being together, always, okay, doesn't leave you at any time. So this explains that it's not that the person turned to be a devil, but that the action that he's doing it is from the shaitan, and the shaitan is accompanying him and he is trying to cross in front of you. Next hadith, which hadith 185, page number 86, reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال إذا صلى أحدكم فليجعل تلقاء وجهه شيئا فإن لم يجد فلينصب عصا فإن لم يكن فليخط خطا ثم لا يضره من مر بين يديه. This hadith, which in the collection of Imam Ahmad and in Sunan Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah and Al-Bayhaqi wa Ibn Hibban, the hadith been classified as Hassan by some scholars, but Sufyan ibn Uyayna, as well as al-Shafi'i wal-Baghawi, they noted this hadith to be weak. And al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, وَلَا يَخُطُّ الْمُصَلِّي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ خَطْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ فِي ذَلِكَ حَدِيثٌ ثَابِتٌ, that a Musalli shouldn't draw a line in front of him except if there is authentic hadith in this subject. And Ibn Salah had noted this hadith as example للحديث المضطرب. Okay, a shaken hadith, that mean is not stable. So in actuality, although I think that this, a lot of people been going by this hadith because it came in the kitab Fiqh al-Sunnah by Sheikh Sayyid Sabiq rahmatullah alayh, but the hadith is not authentic. And Sheikh Al-Albani hafizahullah, he had pointed to this hadith to be weak. So the sutra, as we explained before in the authentic hadith, is something that has a height. Okay? And we explain like the end of the saddle. It can be a stick, it can be a rock, it can be your vehicle, it can be the wall, it can be a table, it can be even a human being sleeping, okay, that is not going to get up and leave you, that you know that sleeping is going to be there, I can take him as a sutra, alright? So it have to be something with a height, could not be a line drawing in the floor or in the ground, as been mentioned in this hadith, which is weak. Alaykum salam. The last hadith in this chapter is hadith 186 عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقطع الصلاة شيء وادرأوا ما استطعتم. This hadith also is weak, and this hadith is contradicting all the authentic hadith which we had mentioned in the beginning of the class. Is saying that nothing will break your salah, and try to stop. Nothing interrupts your salah, but avert as much as you can. As we say, the hadith, the isnad of the hadith is weak. This is number one. This hadith, which in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood, the Sunnah of Imam Abu Dawood and al-Bayhaqi, and Abu Uwana, Ibn Adi, Al-Baghawi, Ibn Shayba. Sheikh Al-Albani had pointed this hadith to be hadith weak. So, and also as I said, the hadith is contradiction to all the other authentic hadith which we will mention in the beginning of the class. Therefore, we see the necessity of taking a sutra. Okay? And to the best of my knowledge, and if I'm not mistaken, that according Sheikh Al-Albani's opinion, that is a must, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that إِذَا صَلَّ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُصَلِّ إِلَى سُطْرَة, that if one of you pray, let him have a sutra. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. And by this we finish chapter number 4. And